Do you remember when you first joined Facebook? You were probably invited by somebody you knew, and then you decided to set up an account. And suddenly you were bombarded with a flurry of friend requests. Some of the people you probably knew well, family, close friends, co-workers. Others you hadn't seen in years, high school friends, past career contacts, old crushes. And just how all these people found you on Facebook was a mystery, but they did. And it was an exciting feeling to reconnect with a pile of people in a new way. But that feeling of excitement was fleeting. Within a year of joining Facebook, you probably realized that all these friends you had online didn't really amount to much at all. A once-a-year birthday greeting, an occasional like on a post, but for the most part, life continued the same before and after you became Facebook friends. One of the confusing things about getting a little older is that you know a lot of people, but you don't connect to them as much as you used to. You find reasons not to get together, your interests diverge, and life just seems to get in the way. Now, for some people you know, this isn't necessarily a bad thing. Some people you've known for a long time can actually hold you down and keep you from becoming who you want to be. But there are those rare few people, maybe one out of every 100, who are worth the time and effort to connect with regularly. These are the people who are on their own path in life, focused on becoming something, and are what I would call actualizers. And during the past few years, I've made a more deliberate effort to stay connected with these types of friends. If I feel a kindred connection with someone, I express it. I let them know I'd like to get to know them better. And from there, we make monthly plans to have coffee or drinks or plan activities together. And these are friendships that I cultivate on purpose, and they enrich my life immeasurably. Most friendship is circumstantial. You meet someone randomly, you have a connection in some way, an interest, a joke, a shared experience. And in today's world, maybe you friend them on Facebook or you follow them on Instagram, but that's about as far as it goes. And as an adult, the deepening of friendship requires a deliberate desire. Similar to dating, you have to actively decide to become better friends with someone and invest some time and interest in getting to know them. And here's the cool thing. When you actively build friendships with people, you feel much more fulfilled. You get to share your life lessons and experiences with people who are traveling in a similar direction to you. You garner ideas and motivation just from being around them. I believe that friendship on purpose is a much-needed aspect of our lives today. Instead of cramming more friends into a social media feed, it's much more enriching to sit with them one-to-one and have a conversation. So if you feel a kindred connection to someone, then act on it. Make plans. Make an effort. Build a friendship on purpose. Thanks for listening.